KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Joe Wright's lavish Cyrano stars Peter Dinklage as the impassioned poet soldier, and one of the hero's friends refers to Cyrano's unique physique. Well, it is and it isn't. By now, audiences have seen so much of Dinklage, mainly thanks to Game of Thrones, that he's the best kind of known quantity, a formidable artist and certified star who invests every role with power and feeling. What's unique here is the pairing of actor and character. Who better to portray the torment of a lyrical soul in a body that stands between him and his beloved Roxanne? No need for a nose job this time. The casting is perfect in concept, and occasionally it fulfills its promise. But in an imperfect film that's afflicted by a benumbing score and dreary songs, Roxanne is played by Haley Bennett. She's an endearing creation, radiant in her love of life, exuberant in her love of words, dreamily enamored of a handsome, tongue-tied guardsman named Christian, and unaware that she's adored beyond measure by the peerlessly eloquent Cyrano, who can't express his love for fear that his appearance makes him unworthy in her eyes. One of the strengths of this latest approach to the venerable tale is its earnestness. The participants in the triangle are inflamed by love that is ardent and irony-free. But Cyrano is also a musical, with a score by members of the indie band The National. And the music isn't just banal, it's destructive. How can you break into song when there's no song to break into? Words fail me, Cyrano sings. So does melody. Dinklage's singing is tentative at best, yet there's no way of knowing what he might have done with songs that elevated the drama instead of flattening it into the musical equivalent of mumblecore. And the movie's lapses pile up. The gleeful energy of the early passages gives way to several sequences that are slow and airless. Christian, he's played by Kelvin Harrison Jr., is likable and attractive, but not very interesting. Dinklage's performance is beautifully urgent on the whole, but sometimes it turns busy and lugubrious. And for all the talk about Cyrano's eloquence and the impact of the letters he writes Roxanne and Christian's name, there are nowhere near as many flights of dazzling language as Steve Martin launched in his wonderful Roxanne, a 1987 romantic comedy where the Cyrano figure was a small-town fire chief called C.D. Bales. Maybe that's a good thing, at least for the new film's commercial future. In the 35 years since Roxanne was released, audiences have certainly not become more verbal, but they've grown in their awareness of loneliness and spiritual solitude, of inescapable otherness. Peter Dinklage's Cyrano is a loner like no other. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.